We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bobby Valentine enjoyed a long career as a major league manager, ESPN analyst, managed very successfully in Japan as well, and joins us here on the Jamie and Stoney Show via the Troy Laser Hotline. Bobby, how are you doing this morning?
I'm really good. Thanks, guys. How's it in the Motor City?
Everything's great here. Thanks for coming on. We really appreciate it.
The baseball team's not doing so good, Bobby.
Baseball team's struggling just a little bit, Bobby. But
baseball team's not doing that well, and it's early, or is it? I'm not sure.
It's we feel like we've seen this movie before. The Tigers, I mean, you obviously managed against them during this era. We are coming to the close of an era with some truly spectacular players, some great managers, and without a world championship. Tiger fans are a little bit frustrated. I mean, you've been there. You know what it's like to manage great players. What can you tell Tiger fans who are looking at the end of the Cabrera, Verlander, Scherzer, Pudge, Ordóñez era without potentially a world championship?
Well, to keep the faith is what I would say, and I'm sure that's what has to be preached there. But, you know, sometimes things turn very quickly, and we have such a long season. And I think mid-June's a little too early to kiss it off, especially in the division that you're playing in. I think there's still plenty of chance this year.
As a manager, when you get to about, you know, 5 or 6 weeks away from the deadline, when you talk to your general manager about whether the team should, you know, buy, sell, hold, it looks like the Tigers probably will be selling or definitely holding. How does that affect a manager?
Well, it affects him because you don't know what to say when a player asks you a specific question. I remember I had one of my favorite players, actually, if you're allowed to have them, when I was a young manager, named Steve Buschel. Right before the deadline, he came in. He said, you know, tell me what's going on. Tell me what's going on. My family, this and that. And I went and talked to the general manager, came in and said, hey, Steve, don't worry about it. I talked to the GM. The only place you could go is Pittsburgh. They're not giving up the players that we want. You're going to be with us, and we'll be together for a long time. And in the third inning of the game the next night, I pulled him out of the game, and I said, well, I didn't lie, but I lied. You're going to Pittsburgh. So, you know, you get into that situation that it's really a no-win situation, and you'd rather not say anything than say something that turns out to be an untruth.
Bobby, you've been involved in some memorable moments. I'm sure you get asked all the time about the game where you got tossed and came back into the dugout. But I wanted to ask you about the whole Mets-Yankee-Clemens thing, and particularly the World Series game with the Clemens bat at Piazza, where the bat got shaved off and Clemens picked up the bat and basically threw it at Mike Piazza. To this day, that still confuses me. And even Piazza's look when he was going down to first base, he was like, what the hell just happened? I mean,
yeah.
How do you sum up that? I don't know. It was almost a year in time from the time he got hit till the following season when you guys tried to get retribution against him.
Well, I don't know if there was any retribution about throwing the bat. It was a really weird scene, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I've never seen it before. The guy picks up a bat, he throws it in the direction of our dugout or at Mike Piazza. And, you know, it was a World Series game.
Right.
We were just briefed by the commissioner, hey, be on your best behavior. Make sure you don't get thrown out of the game. Remember, the world is watching, and all of a sudden there's a bat being tossed. And, you know, it was very confusing. And, you know, a year later, when Clemens was finally hitting against us, and the New York and the world media said, you know, you got to get his head, you got to get his head. I had a pitcher on the mound who wasn't even with us the year before, didn't understand what was going on, and luckily he used his good sense and hit him in the ass instead of trying to throw it at his head.
Can you put into words what it's like to manage in New York and in Boston? I mean, here a lot of the Tiger players, the media is negative, the fans boo a little bit and all that kind of stuff. And I grew up in that area, and I say, you have no idea what it's like.
Well, you're right. You have no idea what it's like until you're there. It's very emotional. It's it's personal in New York with a sports team. It's personal in Boston, and it's deep rooted. You know, most of the fandom is generational. So you're dealing with someone's neighborhood, with someone's family, and they get louder than most places.
Bobby, I'm kind of probably cliche. We had Jim Leland on last week, who I know you know very well and won a lot in this league. And I love asking managers, what is the most important thing as a manager? You obviously, your reputation, I should say, is to be somewhat abrasive at times with players, but obviously players also love playing for you. What is the number one thing when you go to the ballpark every day to be a successful manager in your mind? Is it in-game strategy, or is it everything that takes place almost before and after the game?
No, I think it's keeping your key players healthy, and not only physically healthy, but mentally healthy. It's a very difficult thing. They're figuring out what the needs of players are, and I think I managed through a couple of decades, and the needs change. So, when you're driving to the ballpark, when you're staying up at night, you're not thinking about putting on the hit and run or the squeeze. You're thinking about getting the best out of your key players, because that attitude filters down, and the attitude of the key players is really what drives the bus.
Is it tougher to manage today than it was, I don't know, a decade or 15 years ago, with the way the game has changed, especially specialization with bullpens, like starting pitchers? If you get six innings out of your guy, hallelujah, let's have a parade.
Yeah, I think it's tougher only because it's so much easier to second guess. Analytics are fantastic, and they're a great tool for managers, general managers, and all. But they're also that thing that after the game, a Cub reporter is armed with. And don't you know that on his 96th pitch in the last five games, he's given up fly balls that have gone over 400 feet? And you say, yeah, I knew that, but I didn't think that guy could hit a ball 400 feet. So I think it becomes more difficult to answer the question correctly unless you have a Bill Belichick attitude in a press conference.
Bobby Valentine with us here, Jamie and Stoney on the Troy Laser Hotline. Speaking of numbers, Bobby, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, this past weekend, there were 153 home runs hit in 46 games. Justin Verlander said yesterday he thinks the ball's juiced. Ian Kinsler says he doesn't think the ball's juiced. He thinks pitchers are trying to throw the ball really hard and batters are trying to hit the ball really hard, which is why the ball is going 400 feet. From what you're seeing, do you think there's something up with the baseball, or is this just the nature of how hitters are approaching the game now?
Well, watching games on television, I've only watched a couple games live. I've seen outfielders fooled so often this year. I've seen more balls, line drives go over outfielders' heads, and I've seen more outfielders who have broken back for the ball thinking they're going to catch it, and the ball would go in the second deck. Usually second deck homers are the outfielders become spectators and just watch them fly. Now they're breaking for the ball, and then it's going in the second deck. So I think there's something different than there has been in the past.
Bobby Valentine joins us on the Troy Laser Hotline. I want to ask you about managing in Japan. Was that completely different than what it is here? Because when you watch games on television every once in a while, it seems like the fans are a little different there than they are here.
Well, the fans are participants there. They cheer for their team, and it's not they cheer after something happens. They cheer when the player comes up to bat, and they cheer during his entire at-bat. It's more like a soccer game, where the flags are waving, and during the action they're cheering before the goal. So, I think the fans are different. I think they're much more loyal. I think they enjoy the participation factor, and that's what the Japanese fans like to do.
Real quick, speaking of Japan.
Yes, I wanted to ask you, how close were you to becoming the ambassador to Japan as President Trump? It was rumored that you were going to be the guy.
Well, I'm not sure how close it was. I'm going to see Governor Christie, who mentioned it early, I think. It's kind of one of those things where Olympics are 2020 in Tokyo. Baseball's back in the Olympics. I'm a pretty popular guy in Japan. I think it's an easy dot to connect. And, there's always a chance that something like that could happen.
Bobby Valentine, so great talking to you this morning, sir. Thanks so much for your time.
Hey, you guys are great. Thank you.
All right, there he is. Bobby Valentine joining us here on 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.